Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a present versus future element of Patrick Mahomes versus CJ Stroud. There are storylines that you can build up. There is hype that you can work with to make this compelling television. And that's what this is about. It's about theater more than anything. We get into the actual nitty-gritty sports elements of it all, but it's really all about theater. So it's compelling. And I want to give credit to Nick Wright, Fox Sports 1, former Sports Radio 610, basically Sports Radio 610 alum, presented the idea, I thought, in a fairly decent way.
They've been doing the Super Bowl champion gets to host the first game of the year for 20 years. There has only been one divisional matchup in that entire time. I also, as much as I like Bake Show, I don't think the Bucks and certainly not the Saints are a draw.
Okay, they're out.
So that leaves us with the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Texans. I don't think they're going to pick the Bengals because Joe Burrow is rehabbing still and because Joe Burrow has, unfortunately, a tough history of either missing the very beginning of a season or coming in hurt.
That's fair.
So I don't think it's smart.
Down
so that then leaves you the Ravens or the Texans. I don't think it's fair to Baltimore. I don't think you can ask Baltimore, hey, you guys are supposed to win the Super Bowl. You choked it away in the last game you played in, and now go to their building and watch them hang the banner. They're trying to, I think, promote one of the next teams. That's what they did with the Lions, who were the next team.
Wow.
The answer to this is the Houston Texans.
Wow.
I would like it to be Cincinnati for once and for that'd be now three straight wins over Cincinnati and set Burrowhead Invitational and shove it. But I think it's gonna be Houston, bro.
Look, I don't care nothing about being fair to Baltimore. In one breath, you say that they choked away their chance in the playoffs. And then on the other side, you say, got to be, it's not fair to them.
They actually did a Super Bowl rematch 1 year.
They did
a Broncos-Panthers Super Bowl rematch.
Oh, that's
16. So I don't think they're worried about that.
Yeah. So what I want to get to here, though, that he brings up some good points, especially on the Texans side. But you think that from a Texan standpoint, aside from all of the, you know, the theater of it, right? The optics of it, the draw, the thing that the NFL is really kind of focusing on, like what is a good TV matchup for this opening game, which is what they're pondering. You think from a Texan standpoint, they should want this game. Like they should want this game and not just for the bright lights, but for how it could actually impact them functionally.
Yeah, I think there's a competitive advantage to playing on a Thursday for week one. For two reasons. First of all, you might not have to play another Thursday game the rest of the year. And so nobody wants to play on Thursdays because nobody wants to deal with the short week. However, in week one, the short week isn't a factor because you're basically, it's preseason games and you have 2 weeks in between the last preseason game and week one. So short week is no issue. The other reason is that you get a rest advantage for week two. And that sort of stuff matters when you just any year, like always check the schedule to see if you have a rest advantage. And it's not like a 24-hour rest advantage. It's 3 days. And maybe you get lucky and the team that you're playing week two is playing on Monday night. And then you get an even bigger advantage. So that's the one benefit of playing on Thursday, is that you get a rest advantage the next week against your opponent. And, you know, the margins in the NFL are very, very slim between, you know, how good these teams are. And sometimes having an extra 3 days in between games can be the difference between winning and losing a game.
Yeah, I personally, and T-Mill, I feel like you can kind of identify with this a little bit. I personally want to watch them against the Chiefs to start the season, because I think you mentioned this too earlier, Adam, about ripping them, because you got to play them.
Yeah,
anyway.
You got to play them. They're going to be on the schedule anyway.
So rip the Band-Aid, all right? I like that element of it. But also kind of going along with that is I want to know immediately, you know, and maybe, you know, by the end of the year, the Texans look different, the Chiefs look different, and that first game of the year for everybody doesn't really tell you much about what that team is by the end of the year. That could very well be the case. But with all the hype, with all the anticipation, with everything that's going into this thing, I want to know immediately, how do you stack up against the very best? It's not Super Bowl or bust. I don't think it's like that drastic of a situation with the Texans. They didn't do that damn much last year for us to be talking like that. But I do think they leveled up. I do think that they improved their football team overall from a football team that was better than most people thought or gave it credit for. I want to know how that translates against the very, very best in all of the NFL. From a Texans observation and watching standpoint, I want to check that test off the list. I want to get that off the checklist personally.
That's fine. I don't think that you learn a whole lot in week one. I mean, did you learn anything from that Texans Ravens game week one?
I learned exactly where I was going
to
go.
I learned that they had a ways to go, that they weren't ready.
Sure,
you know, like I did. It was like, oh, I'll tell you the value of that game. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm excited about the newness of this team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the quarterback is a rookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, but the offensive coordinator is in his first year. Oh, but the head coach is also a rookie. Like they,
and that might be the reason it's a hard comp. Because this year's just a totally different thing. I mean,
it's not a rookie quarterback.
Right. It's not Stroud's first NFL game now.
But it's not D'Amico's first game as a head coach.
Well, and that's why I qualified that and said, hey, by the end of the year, things could be totally different, and maybe you don't. But I want to know.
Although, really quick, it is funny. they weren't very good the last game against the Ravens either. So,
but they were excellent. Against, the Ravens game never happened. They were excellent against the Browns, and that Colts game, they weren't excellent necessarily in that game, but they started off excellent and they had some excellent moments. So my point is I feel like I will learn a lot about, say, what this offseason meant, like the meaningfulness of trading for Stephon Diggs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.